Good evening. Welcome to the Thea Teresa English Show. Hi, I'm Thea Teresa English, and on tonight's episode, I'm gonna read a recent article that I did. Actually, not that recent. Actually, I wrote it in April, but I'm turning it into a podcast episode tonight. This is more of a music history article. I'm really into pop culture history, music history, as well as many other different topics. But tonight we're going to talk music history with this episode. And this is from an article that I wrote on medium.com. So you can actually find the same article as all of my articles can be found on medium.com. That's www.medium.com. And the name of this episode is based on the article that I wrote. And it's called Mama Disco and Her Children House, Techno and Electronica Music. So let's get right to it. If you grew up in the 1970s and early 80s, you're familiar with all of the popular disco artists such as Donna Summer, KC and the Sunshine Band, Sylvester, the Bee Gees, Gloria Gaynor, and Tavares. My earliest exposure to disco music was as a child when I listened to the oldies stations with relatives. And soon, I couldn't get enough of the music from the 70s. But even though there was some backlash against disco music in the early 80s, disco's legacy continued through her children, house music, techno music, and then electronica. And dubstep and later forms of electronic music are disco's grandbabies. I had to add a little humor there. So we begin with Mama Disco. Let's start by stating that disco has strong roots in black music, and it's not limited to the celebrity-studded nightclubs of 1970s New York, although that was a part of disco's rise to mainstream success. Now, as a person of color, I never understood the image of disco as a genre for sophisticated Caucasian audiences. I knew that artists of color had a lot to contribute to disco's history, and current research shows this. And by the way, hip-hop turns 50 this year, and its origins mirror that of disco. So the origins of hip-hop and disco are actually very similar, believe it or not. Hip-hop started with basement and block parties for underserved populations. Moreover, black music always thrived at local clubs long before disco came out. As producer Horace Ott once said, this is his quote here, if you think about it, black music was always dance music. So, we didn't need the word disco. That was a word that was made up by other folks. That is very well said, actually. Very true. Now, we should also note that another marginalized population, the LGBTQ community, played a huge and lasting impact on disco music. And there's no denying that as well. And during this decade, New York City was becoming a hub for gay culture, and there was the rise of clubs that served as havens for this group of people. And this was just a few years after the 1969 Stonewall riots and a constant battle for this group to be treated equally in this country. And also, we should also not forget about Hispanics' contribution to disco music. And that's something that we don't always talk about, too. And I really wish we would discuss this more when we talk about the history of disco music. We know that there was the black influence on disco music. That's very deep. And there has been quite a bit of research on that. And there's no doubt that the LGBTQ community and their history played a huge role in the development of disco music. There's no denying that as well. But let's not forget about Hispanics' contribution to disco music. In the 1970s, salsa music was actually becoming very popular among Hispanic audiences. But this doesn't mean that Latin artists did not create funk and disco classics during that decade. In fact, they beautifully blended salsa with aspects of funk and disco. And one of my favorite Latin groups from the 1970s was the Fania All-Stars. If you ever get a chance to hear some of their music and you're really interested in old school 70s Latin music, you really want to check out Fania All-Stars, as well as Johnny Pacheco, Joe Bataan, that's spelled B-A-T-A-A-N. There's also Celia Cruz, La Lupe, Tito Puente, of course. Although Tito Puente has been around long before the 70s, but he was highly active with salsa music during the 70s as well. And there was just countless others. So if you're really into some really good salsa, if you really want to hear some really good old school salsa music, I would particularly listen to Fania All-Stars, as well as Willie Colon and Hector Lavoe. Those two were also highly instrumental in the development of 70s salsa music. So I would recommend them just to get my feet wet in old school salsa music from Latin artists in the 70s. And so by the 80s, some Latin artists gradually went from experimenting with disco to creating the dance genre freestyle, which was just as electrifying. And that's another thing I want to bring up. Freestyle was another, and then when you think about freestyle music, it was more of a blend of, it did have some disco elements, but it also had just as many hip hop and even some leftover salsa elements from the 70s. And all of these genres came together to create Latin freestyle. So I would highly recommend that as well. And there were so many different groups with freestyle. But one that I really got into when I was little was Lisa Lisa and Cult Jam. Lisa Lisa, her music, as well as the group Exposé. You also want to check out their music as well. These two groups in particular really brought home what I'm discussing now with some of the elements of Latin freestyle music. So you want to check out music from those groups as well. So now we're going to get into, So who were some of the key players of disco? Well, disco was a multifaceted genre, so there were a lot of key players involved. And the list is too huge for this episode, so I don't want to spend another 40 minutes with just spouting out names and just giving out a long list of people. I'm just gonna mention some of the key players, and I just want to keep in mind too that this is just a few. There were so many, and that's what I said. It would be too many to name for this episode, but I'll name a few. So, and their names were Giorgio Moroder, and also Donna Summer. The movie Saturday Night Fever and the soundtrack, of course. We can't talk disco without discussing the whole Saturday Night Fever, the movie itself, and the soundtrack. There was also Gloria Gaynor, and of course the Bee Gees. Then you had ABBA. And there was the infamous Studio 54. There was KC and the Sunshine Band. And who can forget Nile Rodgers and the wonderful disco group Chic. Okay. And there were countless others. There were just so many to name. I also want to mention that some of the old school R&B artists and funk artists sometimes crossed right over into disco at times. And some of the artists who did this were Earth, Wind & Fire. James Brown even did this for a while. Isaac Hayes and Barry White, along with some other R&B singers and groups. Some of them would do a few disco hits in addition to their traditional R&B and funk songs. So that's something that I wanted to discuss as well. And an example of that was Earth, Wind & Fire. Their song Boogie Wonderland, yes, it could be considered a funk song or traditional R&B 70s song, but you can hear the heavy disco influence even in that song. So that's an example of that. So now we're going to get into the next section here. Why did Mama Disco pass away? Well, according to various sources, disco's popularity ended because of public backlash thanks to Chicago DJs Steve Dahl and Gary Meyer. Dahl worked at WLUP-FM, and he came from a rival station that switched to an all-disco format. Now, of course, Dahl didn't like this, so he made it his mission to make disco unpopular with the public. And so by July 12, 1979, he convinced many people to come to a Chicago White Sox game to watch a whole bunch of disco records get demolished. If you ever get a chance to see the video from that, it's just, wow. I mean, you know, for us to want to have that much disdain for a certain genre of music, and to be able to convince people to come to a game, bring all their disco records to be demolished and burned at a baseball stadium. Just interesting to watch. Now, this whole event led to a riot and the game's cancellation. However, I don't see this as the true reason. We need to keep in mind that at the dawn of the 1980s, the Reagan era began. And isn't it interesting that the widespread crack epidemic also occurred during this time? This is something to think about. Now remember, this was the early 80s when we saw that the end of mainstream disco as it was in the 70s. We started to see changes by the time Reagan became president, and a number of other things happened in the early 80s. And also, there were mass incarcerations of people of color during the 80s. I find that so it's interesting how all of this coincided with the end of disco. So you go from disco music being popular with black and white audiences and other marginalized groups as well, to now disco being just being disliked and disdained by so many people by the time the 80s rolls around. And then we have mass incarcerations of people of color in particular. And there's also the devastation of the AIDS epidemic. So all of this in the 80s coinciding with the end of disco, of the disco era. So this is something that I'd like you to keep in mind as to just what really led to the end of disco. What really led to this? Was it really just because a DJ just had disdain for the music and hated it so much that he just invited people to a Chicago White Sox game to just burn a bunch of records? Is that the real reason? Or could it be something, or was it something else? So I'm gonna continue with the article. But Mama Disco gave birth to some related genres of music. And one of them was house music. So we're gonna explore this genre briefly. So let's talk about the roots of house music. So house music first started doing her thing at various underground clubs throughout Chicago. And a key player in house music was Frankie Knuckles. Club culture grew stronger in the 1980s and created the need for some cool and upbeat music for audiences to dance to. Now the term house music is derived from the Warehouse Club in Chicago. Now other house music pioneers were Marshall Jefferson, DJ Larry Levin, Crystal Waters, Steve Silk Hurley, and DJ Ron Hardy. Now, I grew up in the 80s and 90s, so I'm in my early 40s. I'm a millennial, an older millennial, by the way. And I love to listen to house music, and I would watch a lot of these movies. I mean, not movies. I would watch a lot of these videos on MTV and VH1 a lot as a kid. I remember watching Crystal Waters, the Gypsy Woman video. I still remember a lot of the videos from CNC Music Factory, Black Box, and CC Peniston, and countless other house music artists. Oh, and Hathaway, his song What Is Love from the early 90s. I still like that song. That is so amazing. I like how the song was produced and how it was performed. The lady is singing right in the middle of the song, and it is just great. A wonderful house music classic. What Is Love from Hathaway. If you've never heard it, you can find it on YouTube. I played this song for my daughter a few times, and she actually likes it. So that was house music. So house music is one of, I would refer to house music as one of Mama Disco's children. In fact, one of her oldest children, house music. Now we're gonna briefly discuss techno music, which was Mama Disco's other child, who has some roots in Detroit and Germany. So let's talk about the roots of techno music. Now, the earliest techno songs were created in Europe, where stars Kraftwerk and Tangerine Dream were popular on the European electronic scene. Meanwhile, in Detroit, there was a growing techno scene, and soon this genre became popular in the 1980s. One of the earliest techno groups was the Belleville 3, and their version of techno soon became popular in Europe as well. So we see here that this is the second of Mama Disco's children, techno. We just read about her oldest child, house music, and right behind house music was the next sibling, techno music. Now we're going to hear about the baby of the family, electronica. So let's go. So now let's discuss the roots of electronica. By the early 1990s, and even until today, electronica is continuing Mama Disco's legacy in clubs worldwide. Electronica utilizes synthesizers, electronic percussions, and samples of older songs to create wonderful dance music that people all over the globe and well beyond the United States still enjoy today. So we see that Mama Disco and her family, which consists of house music, techno, and electronica, have played a monumental role in the development of dance music over the past few decades. Disco music represents the voiceless in our society, and it provided these individuals with an art form that allowed them to express themselves and voice their opinions to the world. And that concludes tonight's episode of the Thea Teresa English Show. I just wanted to do a nice little brief and interesting history of disco music and some of the offshoots of disco, which were house, techno, and electronica music. I grew up enjoying dance music. I really did. I remember, as I mentioned earlier in the episode, I talked about how I used to watch a lot of the house music I used to look at the house music videos on MTV, and especially on Friday and Saturday nights on some of the local radio stations, I would hear long extended versions of a lot of the house music classics, and I loved when they did that because the songs would go on and on, sometimes 10 to 15 minutes long, and then they'll weave into the next song, then play remixes of certain house music songs. It just brings back a lot of memories for me. And I'm hopefully this episode brought back memories for you all, especially those of you who love all things electronica music. If you're a disco fan, or some of you might be really into house music, some of you may really love techno. And then there may be some of you who are into the more newer forms of electronica, such as dubstep. So some of you might be dubstep fans. So with that said, that concludes this episode. Once again, this has been the Thea Teresa English Show. I'm Thea Teresa English. And until next time, everyone have a great night.